Authorities in North Dakota are sending officers from across the state to the site of a protest about an oil pipeline in anticipation of a court ruling on the issue. Violence broke out on the site on Saturday. Democracy Now! Reports protesters were attacked by private security forces with dogs and pepper spray. The Standing Rock Sioux asked a U.S. District Court to temporarily stop construction on the Dakota Access Pipeline. A ruling is expected on Friday. The Morton County Sheriff's Office said Wednesday through a statement that it's preparing a plan and planning for all scenarios that may occur in response to the federal court ruling. The statement did not say, however, how many officers are being added. No official law enforcement personnel were present Saturday when the violence started. Authorities say the crowd dispersed when officers arrived and that no one was arrested. A handful of Alaska tribal members are in North Dakota as part of the protest effort. In a video posted to Facebook yesterday, a pickup truck with 907 written on its window towed a canoe on a trailer flying a Tlingit and Haida tribal flag. Alaskans opposing the Dakota Access Pipeline are gathering in downtown Anchorage on Saturday. An event invitation sent out over Facebook is asking participants to bring signs, dances, and songs in support of water rights. According to one post, organizers are also collecting outdoor supplies and subsistence foods like salmon, caribou, and moose meat to bring to people camped at the sacred stone site.